For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This is News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB. And this is Atlanta. The food, the wine, the entertainment, the lifestyle. This is Melinda Skelton's Atlanta Living, sponsored by Vane Innovations.
And welcome to Atlanta Living. I'm your host, Belinda Skelton, and we are all about the food for the next 30 minutes. That's when we make way for UGA basketball, and we are talking honey-baked hams for the next half hour. And I have in the studio Molly Kesmodel. I got it right.
You got it. You got it.
She is Senior VP of Store Operations, and Jason Simmons, he's marketing. And I just wanted to have you guys in before the holiday total crunch, because you're such a big part of everyone's holiday celebrations and holiday meals. And it really is part of family traditions to have a honey-baked ham or turkey breast on the table. And I just wanted to have you in because we have a $100 gift certificate to give away.
Yep.
And we just want to tell people that you're open extended hours this week, so they don't need to panic.
That's right. That's right.
And what a delicious way to take the stress off of family, and especially the person who's hosting the meal, is to go by your honey-baked ham store and pick up that gorgeous ham that I happen to be eating right now. Thank you very much. And everybody is thrilled because you brought it in. And just tell us a little bit about how honey-baked ham got started. I love the history.
You know, honey-baked ham got started. We're going to actually celebrate our 60th anniversary in 2017. So we're really excited about that. It didn't start as a ham company. It actually started with our owner's grandfather, and he invented the spiral slicing machine, and he wanted to sell the machine, and he couldn't find anybody to buy it. And so he said, well, I guess I'll open a ham store and I'll use it myself. So that's how it got started. And then it's just taken off from there. But it is a cool story.
It's pretty brilliant. And it's done pretty well over the past 60 years. And so the way we want to introduce you to honey-baked ham, if you've never tasted it before, is have some stories from listeners on what honey-baked ham means to their family. And some of the great stories that you want to share with us, and the best story will get a $100 gift certificate from Honey Baked Ham, and that goes a long way, and that can buy you a nice, beautiful ham and a turkey breast. And so I want you to be thinking, listeners, about your best story. Maybe there was a particular Christmas that you can think of where honey-baked ham played an important part, or just a special memory where honey-baked ham comes into play, and give us a call at 404-872-0750. That's 404-872-0750. And then Molly, Jason, and I are going to put our heads together and pick the best one and award them that $100 honey-baked ham gift certificate. And we want to remind you that every ham has that sweet, crunchy glaze on the outside, and it's amazing to me that glaze is applied in the store, so it has the most fresh possible available to you. I mean, this is not applied in some factory. It is applied in that store, so it's when it's put on your table, it's the freshest possible ham that could be on your table.
It sure is. Every ham is hand-glazed in the store with layers of sugar and spices. Honey's mixed in with those spices, and every single one is hand-glazed. It's quite the process. If you've never been in one of our back rooms, when people get back there, they're amazed at the amount of hams that go across the table and that each one is hand-done. But it gives it that flavor that nobody else can provide. It's amazing, and the smell is amazing as well.
And we need to tell people that only 1 in 10 hams make it to be a honey baked ham. It's a rigorous process, so it's something special to be a honey baked ham.
I don't know if the pig would feel that way.
No, not for him, but for us.
But for us, it's very special. But that is true. And then our smoking process, no one compares. We smoke our hams for up to 24 hours. There's no water added in our ham. They're spiral sliced for easy. We call it, like to call it, effortless. You take it out of the refrigerator 30 minutes before you're ready to serve it, and it's ready to go. It's amazingly easy.
All right, well, let's start listening to these stories. Our first story, and these are going to be hard because last year I remember it was the stories were all so good, it was really hard to pick between them. So our first story comes from Kim. Kim, you're on WSB. Oh, we lost Kim. Okay, so we have Buford screening the phone calls right now. So if you have a special holiday story that you want to share with us, call 404-872-0750. That's 404-872-0750. And we'd love to talk to you because we just have a few minutes and we want to get as many stories in as we possibly can about how honey-baked ham has impacted your holiday, how it has a special meaning in your life. And I know that if I drove to Blue Ridge on Christmas morning without a honey baked ham in the back seat, I might as well turn that car around and drive the 2 hours back because I would be kicked out of the family gathering. Okay, let's go to Jane in Lawrenceville. Jane, you're on WSB. How are you today?
Belinda, and you?
I'm doing great, sweetheart. What's your story real quick?
Well, my story is it occurred in the, I would say probably in the 90s, and my husband has always done contract work, and so he was, there's a lot of in-between jobs throughout the years, and stop and start, mm-hmm. and it seemed like it always happened around Christmas. So anyway, a friend of Lee's that was in the industry, him and his wife just stopped by one night and unexpectedly and gave us a honey baked ham. I'd never had one, and it was like the big one, you know. And that just was so wonderful to me and meaningful. And I still remember it to this day, him and his wife. And a lot of people just kind of, you know, like, well, they'll be fine, you know, and all that. But
it meant anyway, a lot to you at that time.
Oh, it most certainly did. And I'd never had a honey baked ham. So my husband and like I said, my little boy, Josh, was young at that time. And it meant a lot to us. And we feasted off that for a while. So it was just gratitude and that somebody thought enough that, hey, they're out of work and let's stop by. And him and his wife did. And like I said, I still thank him to this day because it just it meant a lot. So that's my honey baked ham story.
That gave me chills, Jane. Thank you. I'm going to put you on hold, okay?
Oh, okay.
All right.
Thank you so
Don't
much,
go
Linda.
Anywhere, sweetheart. Okay, good. I made it to the hold button. Okay, Christy and Tucker, you're on WSB. What's your honey baked ham story, sweetie?
Hi, I have actually several, but I'll make it short.
Okay, give me the best one that you think you've got.
I got introduced to honey-baked ham when I burnt a ham that I was cooking, and my family said, what do you mean you burn it? And we ran out and got one, and I've never cooked a ham since. I have honey-baked ham in my freezer all the time. My husband and I eat it every morning with eggs. We stopped eating bacon completely. And the last thing I want to mention is that I have a dear friend whose spouse just died about 6 weeks ago, and she got 4 honey baked hams and 2 gift certificates. And I'm telling you, that is a great gift to give to someone at a time when they are having a very difficult time. So I just want to thank you all. I love honey baked ham. I send the other products to my sister when she needs surgery or something like that, because you have that mail order option to send like the brisket and the turkey and those kinds of things.
Wow, so, you flat know the product, Christy.
I know it inside and out. I'm a local customer and an online customer. They have my address and auto ordering all the time.
Okay, that is a great story, and I'm going to put you on hold. Thank you, and good luck. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you too.
Okay, and that is great that you can keep it in the freezer and pull it out just when you need little bits at a time. And I do that. It's great that she uses it instead of bacon in the morning.
It is. I do the same thing. I always have honey baked ham in the freezer. And the bone, split pea soup, you can't go wrong.
Yeah.
Every inch of that honey baked ham I use.
You're a pick the carcass to the...
Yes, I am.
To the maximum. Okay. We're going to go to Tony. Tony in Atlanta. You're on WSB. How are you today, Tony?
I'm great.
All right. What's your story, sweetie?
Well, it's a similar story to the one that this lady just gave you. We had friends whose father died. I'm still emotional about it.
Oh.
And found out that they hadn't prepared Christmas dinner. So we brought our whole honey-baked ham dinner over to them. And we ended up eating chicken. And then we ran out 2 days later because Christmas is on a weekend, and we bought a honey baked ham and had it the rest of the week.
Oh, that is a true gift of gratitude for other people. A true gift of giving.
It turns out that was the first time they had had the honey baked ham too.
Oh, wow. So you're introducing others to a great product, and giving to others is the best gift of all.
Right.
All right, Tony, you're definitely in the running.
Thank you.
All right, Merry Christmas. Oh, guys, this is going to be so tough. Okay, are you ready to choose? We've got a few more. Let's see. Do we have time to take Mindy? We'll see if we can get Mindy in here. All right, Mindy, what's your story, sweetheart?
Hi, Belinda.
Hey.
In fact, I'm sorry I'm on the way to a honey baked store as we speak with my gift certificate, but my story is more on the humorous side.
Okay.
This was for an Easter holiday rather than Christmas. My daughter had just been born, and we were looking forward to our honey baked ham dinner. And we went to visit friends on Lake Lanier and put the ham in our cooler on a porch. We have a black lab, about 2 years old. Well, let me just say, I guess the aroma was too much. The lab was able to open the cooler.
Oh, my goodness.
And take the beautiful foil apart without one tooth mark in it and proceeded to eat half of the ham.
Oh, my gosh.
So she was quite... full, shall we say, and we had to delay our Easter dinner with our honey baked ham.
Oh, my gosh.
A true story.
Oh.
Anyone who has a black lab knows what we mean.
Well, she is quite the little Houdini to get in there.
Exactly.
And not leave any tooth marks. Okay, let me put you on hold, okay?
All right, thank you.
All right, hold on, darling. Merry Christmas to you. We're going to take a break. We'll take more of your calls at 404-872-0750. We're speaking with Molly Kesmodel and Jason Simmons with Honey Baked Ham. And we want you to go find your local honey baked ham at honeybaked.com because there's 30 locations around the city. There's one near you. We'll be back with more Atlanta Living right after this.
Now more of Belinda Skelton's Atlanta Living.
Thank you, Scott. And welcome back to Atlanta Living, where we're talking honey baked hams. One of my favorite topics. I have Molly Kesmodel and Jason Simmons. Molly is the Senior VP of Store Operations. Jason is the silent partner in marketing. And we are talking about honey baked hams and your special stories. And they have been amazing to listen to. And so I think we need to, first of all, talk about how easy it is to go pick up your ham, right, Molly?
It is easy. We try to make it as easy as we can. I would encourage you, if you've got a party this weekend, stop by one of our stores. We have beautiful party trays. But also, if you're picking up your holiday ham, come in Wednesday or Thursday. It's good for 10 days in your refrigerator.
Is it really?
It is. And then you can still freeze it. So for fastest service. If you come in Wednesday or Thursday to any one of our stores, we're open from 7 a.m. to 8 p.m.
Wow, 7 to 8.
Yep.
Okay, that definitely accommodates my hours. Okay, so we need to pick a winner.
Oh, this is going to be hard.
This is going to be hard. So we had Jane as the first caller, and Jane had hard times and was given a ham. Then we had Christy and Tony and Mindy, and they were all great stories. So what's your pick, guys?
Well, after much discussion, they were all very good stories, but we loved the first story and the gift of giving that someone gave to Jane. So we're going to go with Jane as our winner of the $100 gift card.
But callers, don't hang up.
Don't hang up,
because
I happen to have some Honey-Baked Ham gift certificates with me. So every one of our callers will get a Honey-Baked Ham gift certificate to redeem anytime you want. They don't expire. So save it for Easter if you've already gotten your Christmas ham. But everyone will get a Honey-Baked Ham gift certificate.
So everybody, that's you, Christy, Tony, and Mindy hanging on the line, will get a... It's a
gift to you from Honey-Baked Ham for a 7-pound ham.
And that feeds 10-plus people.
10-plus people easily.
Thank you so much. That's very generous. And we'll get your information. If Buford could start getting name, address, and phone number, at least you had a sandwich out. You got a Honey-Baked Ham sandwich, Buford. And part of that chocolate lovely cake that they had. There you go, buddy. Okay, and we have a weekend prize pack on top of it all. DeMarco's going to help you with it. Yeah, DeMarco's going to help you. So for caller number 3... we have a McDonald's weekend prize pack, and that is going to be a pair of tickets to see Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers with special guest Joe Walsh. That's going to be April the 27th at Phillips Arena, and a family 4-pack of tickets to see the Atlanta Gladiators at a home game at Infinite Energy Arena. That's caller number 3 to 404-741-0750. That's 404-741-0750 on that. And so, folks, don't forget, you can make this Christmas time so much easier on yourself. You know you still have a list of stuff to do, and you can make this the most delicious holiday easy if you go by your local Honey-Baked Ham and pick up whatever size. They have different sizes to accommodate your crowd, and just go to honeybake.com to find the location near you.
And if you need sides, desserts, we've got it all.
And I especially like your green bean casserole.
It's great. It's great. Put it in your own bowl, sprinkle a little onions on it, and everybody thinks you made it. Absolutely.
Yes. Okay. So, folks, you've been listening to Atlanta Living, and I hope that you have a very merry Christmas from the whole Atlanta Living gang. And stay tuned. UGA basketball coming up next. See you next week.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.